Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The 25th nakshatra of Purva Bhadrapada, right, falls in first three steps in Aquarius, the last one in Pisces, beginning of Pisces. Now, just to recap, this is Jupiter rule nakshatras, all Jupiter rule nakshatras starting from Punarvasu, going to Vishakha and then coming to Purva Bhadrapada have the most exalted form in the last step, the Moksha Pada, which is going into Cancer, right? If you see Punarvasu, it's going Cancer to Cancer. If you see Vishakha, it's going from Scorpio to Cancer. And in Purva Bhadrapada, it's going from Pisces to Cancer. So something about the fourth house signifies Jupiter, going towards the heart, going towards emotional peace of mind, peace of the heart. What are the themes of this nakshatra? Creating fortune through challenges of life. This is the tough cookie nakshatra, see, represented by a fire dragon. Okay, this is a very hectic nakshatra. Transcendence of purpose, going from material to spiritual planes. We are bordering on 11th and 12th house after all. Intense energy. Strong dragon energy connection. If you guys are having dragons come in your visions and in your connections to the other side, you may have a strong Purva Bhadrapada connection. Fire dragon, the phoenix, so to speak, looking back on their life to learn from their mistakes. Success from mistakes, imagine. Learning from the dark side of life. Could be a more hectic life lesson than learning from the dark side of life, isn't it? They have the greatest devotion. They have extreme determination. They can be patient, sincere, and hardworking. They have a very dualistic personality type. One person by day, another person by night. Like sort of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of personality, which are very different. Living in two different worlds altogether. They can be fierce. They can be over-contemplating and overthinking a lot of stuff in their heads. I know of number of Purva Bhadrapadas who have this dominant characteristics. Too much of overthinking, headstrong. Especially in Pada 1 going into Aries, they can be success oriented in accomplishment in Pada 2, more in going into Taurus from Aquarius, which are all about resources. They serve as the bridge between divine and human evolution. Because now you're going into Pisces, dissolution. Intense communicators in Pada 3, because it's going into Gemini. Emotionally, unconventionally intense in Pada 4. Life lesson, finally, which we are trying to understand from I Ching and Jin Ki perspectives. Dissolution of materials in sacrificial fire for higher purpose. Let me repeat that. Dissolution of materials in sacrificial fire for higher purpose. Now, sacrificial fire might be metaphoric, but you need to let go of the materials. You're going from 11th to 12th house into the fire of knowledge, Jupiter nakshatra, to find true depth, which brings peace. Pisces going into Cancer, to your internal anger, Jupiter nakshatra. All of them have a theme of not sharing knowledge which they have gained from previous lives. In the past lives, they have got some knowledge and refused to share it. Selfish accumulation of knowledge. Therefore, you come with these Jupiter nakshatras now. Well, let's see how to deal with this using hexagram first. Then we'll jump into gene keys. The first hexagram, 55, Feng, abundance. Feng symbolizes abundance and prosperity. In this context of this life lesson, it suggests true purpose transcends material wealth and leads to a sense of abundance in a broader spiritual context. So leaving material behind, just seeking true abundance. This hexagram advises seeking abundance beyond material possessions. Hexagram 23, Bo, splitting apart. Bo represents the concept of splitting apart or breaking free from limitations. Aligning with Purva Bhadrapada, it emphasizes the need to break free from materialistic attachments in order to discover true purpose. Very spiritual nakshatra. This hexagram advises embracing change and transformation. Going from Aquarius to Pisces. Hexagram 40. Liberation. G signifies the idea of liberation and freedom. From what? From materialistic worldly concerns and going into inner freedom through spiritual pursuits. Like I said, very spiritual nakshatra this one. Hexagram 41, Sun, decrease. Sun represents the concept of decrease or reduction. In this case, it emphasizes the process of letting go of materialism to find true depth and purpose. This hexagram advises embracing simplicity and humility. We are talking about the fire dragon, like the phoenix, okay? That's why everything is sort of rejuvenating, letting go of the material and rekindling that fire of spirit. Hexagram 58, joyous lake. Dui symbolizes joy and celebration. In this context, it suggests that leaving your material things behind, finding your true purpose, will bring you joy and fulfillment. This hexagram advises embracing joy of spirituality for growth and discovery. Hexagram 50. Ding, the cauldron. Ding represents the idea of the cauldron symbolizing transformation and renewal. The cauldron of renewal. Aligning with Purva Bhadrapada, it emphasizes transformative power of sacrificial fire in dissolving materialism. This is why yajnas are done in the Vedic tradition. Dissolving materials in that sacrificial fire in order to liberate the true energy of spirit. This hexagram advises embracing the process of inner alchemy. First, get it out of your system. You have the power of Guru. Now you need to bring it to the collective, Aquarius. Let us see the gene keys. Gene key number 11. The gift of idealism. In this context, holding high ideals and values means this nakshatra people have to aspire towards higher purpose beyond materialism, inspiring them to seek deeper meaning and fulfillment. Purva Bhadrapada has nothing to do with materialistic desires, contrary to it being in the 11th house of gains. Gene key number 16, the gift of mastery. Disciplined and focused application of energy. In this context, it means mastering the art of letting go of material attachments, allowing them to focus their energy on true purpose. These are the people, masters, who want to bring the mastery to the world. Jupiter Rule Nakshatra, Gene Key number 24, the gift of silence. Involves the transformative power of quiet contemplation. This key can support these people by advising them to seek inner silence and introspection, from where they will get their fire, enabling them to discern their true purpose amidst the noise of material desires. Gene key number 27, the gift of preservation. Basically means protecting what is essential. In this context, it means preserving your inner values and purpose, ensuring that you remain steadfast in your commitment to transcend materialism. Study. Jean Key, 29, Gift of Commitment. Same as that previous one almost. Commitment involves dedication to a cause or a goal. In this case, you should make committed effort to dissolve materialism to align with your true purpose. Somebody else is having $1 million in the bank account. It's not your purpose. Purva Bhadrapada. Fostering a sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Jean Key, 37, The Gift of Equality. Realizing there is inherent worth in all things. For these individuals, they must approach their quest for true purpose with a sense of equality. Just because you're not interested in making money doesn't mean the other person next to you isn't. They are having their own nakshatras to deal with. Valuing the depth of your purpose in yourself as well as others. Jean Key, number 39. The Gift of Liberation. Freedom from Limitation. This is advising liberation from constraints of materialism, freeing you to pursue your true purpose of clarity and determination. Jean Key, number 46, the last one, The Gift of Ecstasy. Rapture and joy, which in your case becomes fulfillment of true purpose. Your true purpose, bringing peace to any internal conflict and anger arising from focus on materialism. Simple. Yet not so simple, is it? In the next one, we shall deal with the 26th nakshatra, second last, Uttara Bhadrapada, which comes after Purva. That is the water dragon after the fire dragon. Let's see what that brings up. In the meantime, take care, be safe.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.